want us all to listen carefully.
You listen, we rock. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, is the rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the rock station, 97.7.
We welcome you in to tonight's Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions and the rock station, 97.7. We're happy you've joined us to listen into some local music here tonight on 97.7 FM. I'm Bob Cupp, and via social distancing, our dear friend Utah Burgess from the Shady Lady Saloon, I would gather.
Yeah, from the saloon, you're right. Just getting back from about 10 days of real social distancing, so just kind of gathering myself here.
Yeah, well, I trust you had a good time, and it's nice to have you back here to talk a little local music, and we're going to have a fun show, I think, tonight. We're going to have a long-lost visitor show up. And another friend named Kathy Stewart show up. But we were to have Dave Granati on a while back, but we've got him on tonight for sure. So Dave is here.
Dave is here. Wow. All right. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. And, of course, Kathy Stewart, a past guest on our show, but also the now-demised Beat Show, which was kind of neat, Utah, in the last few days. Saw the 2020 award winners for a past award that we happened to win for that show were announced, and it just brought back some neat memories of doing a real fun show that probably didn't live long enough, but was pretty cool because it was given an opportunity of really what we do here on this show on radio, a glimpse of it on television. And I did see at the start of quarantining that Armstrong had posted a number of the old shows, and we're showing those on Armstrong Channel 10 here locally. So just brought back some neat memories of a good time.
Yeah, that was cool. We're starting to kind of find our way through it, and a lot of things probably do different if we were given the chance to do it again to improve on it. But I believe Kathy Stewart was our last guest, and the Satin Hearts were our first. So
how about that?
Got a couple seasons out of it.
Yeah, they announced the Telly Awards for 2020, so we won a couple of those because of that and the great work that you put into that as well. And, of course, we're still here today on this particular channel and hope to be for many, many more years if we keep our fingers crossed and get through this situation that we're in right now. But slowly but surely, we're starting to see a few things bubble to the surface in the last week news-wise, so it was encouraging a bit, but then discouraging at the same time because a lot of events that we want to be involved in and support and like to see happen are going by the wayside. And, of course, we've already talked about Band Jam being pushed back to 2021, Shady Lady Productions producing all of the music for the Big Butler Fair, and the fair has been canceled for the first time. I even had a story just kind of looking around the nation. There was a huge rodeo event that's been going on for 124 years in Cheyenne, Wyoming. That's gotten canceled this year. So it's just tough to see all of that. And, of course, in our own backyard, Utah, a very, very big event that has done a lot of great good and has just grown exponentially in the last few years, and that's the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival. They finally had to announce that it's not going to happen this year.
Yeah, they were going into their fourth year, and it's like many events, too. This was the primary fundraiser for Band Together Pittsburgh, so, and that helps folks on the autism spectrum. So, they're going to lose all of that money and funding. And, we know John Vento and Moondog, they're clever people. I'm sure they'll come up with some creative ways to try and keep the message going through this year until they can bring it back. But, it's sad to see. And, they were holding out in hopes that the news would change and the situation would change and they'd be able to do it, but they just kind of got forced into that corner.
And boy, they have been bringing in some incredible acts, both locally and nationally. It was kind of interesting because I came through an old file, just, kind of going through the audio files that we have here at our radio station. And every once in a while, you need to clean some of that stuff out because, I might have something in there that haven't used in 5 years. So try to keep the audio space available. And didn't I come across a song by Walter Trout and Joe Bonamassa, and it was ironically a song called We're All in This Together, came across that the other day, and I was like, wow, remember that show that we did and featured some of the music that they had, and had John and Moondog both in the studio to talk about it, and man, just a phenomenal event. I mean, when you look at the performers that they were bringing in, I mean, it was a first-class event, and I'm sure it still will be.
Oh, absolutely, and I've got to hang out at Corbry Wood Studio with Lee a few times, and he's played me some of the live recordings they've made from that festival, and it's just incredible event, musicianship, you know, of the highest caliber, and of course, you know, Lamatt Productions doing the production for that, and Lee playing with all of his recording toys and stuff. So, at least they have some of it caught, and we'll see it back in 2021 anyway, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, and speaking of that, I did see a little post in the last few days that apparently the Needs Hotel Band have been itching to play because they haven't done anything since December. And apparently they have filmed a little get-together that may be making its way to an online presence, a live concert performance of the Needs Hotel Band from the Corbry Wood Corbry Wood stage. So look forward to that. Keep your eyes out for that because you're going to hear some fantastic music. And I'm sure for the amount of time those guys have not been able to go out and perform live because they each, and I know you do as a performer and all of the music friends that we have out there, you're all just itching to get back onto that stage and perform for people. I can only imagine how good that performance is going to be because those guys had to have been just bursting at the seams to play.
Yeah, well, they were always good. And, you know, John Bento, everything he does is pretty high quality. And you know, and he owns Steamworks Creative out there in Gibsonia, and he's been in the same boat as I am with Shady Lady Productions and many music venues and other promoters and artists that do this for a living. And that is, he's had no income, no way to pay the rent out there since this all started. And so they've been doing some artist spotlight series online events. So you can probably look for those. They film them at Steamworks Creative, and of course they're following all of the necessary guidelines to do it, but you can look for those online and you might start seeing some familiar faces show up on that.
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to Steamworks Creative, the page, or you can go to YouTube and I'm sure Google that up. Also, if you would like to make a monetary donation to help out Band Together Pittsburgh, again, you go to their website, bandtogetherpgh.org, and you can find out more information. But it's an important thing to keep in mind, listeners. You know, there are a lot of people out there that have been literally out of work, or organizations, you know, you mentioned Shady Lady Productions, Steamworks Creative, entities that we have enjoyed visiting with, talking to, talking about, sharing time with, are in this boat together, where there has not been people coming in their doors or events that they put on that they've not been able to make a single dollar on. And it's a critical time to keep those things in mind, and especially when the doors do open again, we've got to get out and support. You know, we've always promoted supporting your hometown businesses and local entities. It's going to be more important now more than ever. And we just hope that many of these organizations are able to see their way through to the end of this thing.
Yeah, music is an incredible medicine. And I know a lot of people, this from emotional and mental aspects and the stress and the isolation and everything else, that probably really struggling. So just keep the music out there. Keep the music going, because there's no better healer, and there's nothing more universal than music.
Absolutely. And there's one way to share that music, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a song in your heart, a musical riff in your brain, why not head down to the Meat Locker Recording Studio right here in Butler and let Jim Harpel engineer you into a song that just might make its way to 97.7 FM and the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions. We thank Meat Locker Recording Studio for presenting our opening segment of the show here tonight. And, well, why don't we get into some music, and then we'll sit down and visit with Kathy Stewart and Dave Granati, who are going to be talking about another entity that they have going on involving young people that also has kind of been, you know, had the door slammed on it for the time being, and how they're responding to that. And, of course, Kathy had big plans to have a big album released this year. So we'll visit with them and hear some of that music coming up.
All right. Yeah. Hey, I think speaking of getting into regular rotation on the rock station, this is a band that very well may be making their way into that rotation. They're out of Winbur, Pennsylvania. It's a couple of guys, Tay and Vincent, and they've got a brand new, I think it's their debut release that just came out in 2020 called Black Flower Season, and that happens to be the name of the band as well. And I think you're going to like this stuff, especially you, Bob. But we'll throw this song on called 0654.
All right, I'm anxious to hear it. And hey, we're going to spin the Justin Wade Band song, their latest single, T-Shirt, and I'm bringing this up again because this song has taken on some major buzz even outside of this region right now. I think Justin may have hit a home run with this one. Of course, they've made some buzz with everything they've released, and especially here with our show and making appearances at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presented by Woodman Life. But I've seen some outer areas buzz about T-Shirt from Justin Wade, so we'll follow up Black Flower Season with that. It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, streaming as well, 977rocks.com.
and I even remember the place. It was Pittsburgh back in 93. And you were standing there all alone. You had your high heels and your Daisy Dukes on, and I couldn't believe just what you were doing to me. 3 weeks, not a time has passed. I wouldn't trade the sand in my hourglass, and you slip right on into my teeth. Cause when you rock my t-shirt and you wear them jeans, I can't even figure it out what happened to me. When you rock my t-shirt and you wear them jeans, I'm like a kid in a candy store. What happened to me? Another day passed and our love's grown. We just strutting around, moving to our song. Didn't know I could love someone this long.
I didn't know.
And even though that time flew by, watching you still gets me high. As you slip right on into my teeth. When you rock my t-shirt and you wear them jeans, I can't even figure it out. When you rock my t-shirt and you wear them jeans, I'm like a kid in a candy store. What happened to me?
What happened to me? Yeah. Come on, girl.
Come on, girl. Let me hear you say, when you rock my t-shirt and you wear them jeans, come on. Can't even figure it out what happened to me. When you rock my t-shirt and you wear them jeans, I'm like a kid in a candy store. What happened to me?
What happened to me?
When you rock my t-shirt and you wear them jeans, I can't even figure it out what happened to me. When you rock my t-shirt like a kid in the candy store, what happened to me?
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, The Rock Station 97.7. This segment brought to you by our friends at Woodman Life, standing strong for generations. They're our presenting sponsor of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival that unfortunately this year has been canceled, as many other things have. But one thing that Woodman Life aren't, they aren't canceled. They're ready to help you in your life, whether it's life insurance or financial protection. Give them a call and tell them thank you for supporting local music. We are going to visit tonight with a past in-studio guest. As a matter of fact, two past in-studio guests. But we're going to catch up with our friend Kathy Stewart, who is with us here tonight. Kathy, welcome back to the show.
Hi, how you doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. And you have somebody next to you that we've had in the studio before. I think Mr. John Vento dragged him in last time, but that was Mr. Dave Granati. Dave, how you doing tonight?
Very good. Unfortunately, I didn't have John Vento with me last time, so I didn't show up. I've gotten really sick. John legitimizes me. just as Kathy does.
Well, it's great to have you on board. I'm glad you're feeling better, and I hope everything's all right with you guys. I know we're all closed in, Kathy, and I know that's affected you on multiple levels. You and Dave are so very involved in the For Those About to Rock Academy, and your life, too. You're a I love your term, transportation specialist. You're a Lyft driver, and that's been interrupted in many facets.
Yes. They actually did an article. I ended up in an article in the PG and stuff. But it's been tough because one, business was down, but two, I have an 89-year-old mom with Alzheimer's that I'm her caregiver. So staying at home was the only option at that point, just to keep her safe.
Yeah.
Me, you could pour a 50-gallon drum of germs on me, and I'll still walk away. So, but her, I had to make sure that I didn't bring anything home to her.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. Well, it's been a very unique time and disturbing at some aspect, but yet we still have music, and it's been a while since we've chatted with you. You've been a part of our show. You performed for us. In fact, you were part of the old television show, The Beat, years ago that we had. So what have you been doing since we last chatted? Have you been working on some new material?
I've been trying to work on some new material. Last year, a little band together called The Conspirators, and we did the Blues Challenge, the Western Pennsylvania Blues Society Blues Challenge. Had a great band with me. I had Bob Crafton and Greg Stewart, who you'll hear on some of these recordings. Had bass player Chris Owock from Doppler Effect. And we put on a heck of a show. We didn't win, but we had a good time.
Well, that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah, and I've been more focusing on solo acoustic and trying to get some like winery and brewery gigs and things like that, and trying to work on some new material and digging through the old stuff, and that's basically what we're doing right now with these particular recordings. It's a labor of love because there's a lot of great music and a lot of great musicians on this CD that I'm going to be putting out, and David has been there from day one, and we're just getting it together and taking advantage of some of today's technology that wasn't there in 2009.
Yeah, I know you're going to be playing during the show tonight a song you actually did live in the studio here, and it's been multiple years since we've had you in live, so I'll be anxious to hear that with the fans tonight. So with the shutdown too, for those about to Rock Academy, you guys, have you been able to do anything at all? I mean, obviously, you know, you can't have the kids in doing the many things that you guys do. Could you give us an overview of what you've been trying to do?
Yes, we've been doing Zoom Interactive. We go to a Facebook Live at the same time, so people can see us doing our Zoom. And it's a little primitive, but I come from the era where you would use two handheld cassette machines, one with the sound effects and one with the voice. I remember the little one that had the on-off switch on the microphone.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But it's funny, though, because we're teaching these kids all that, a lot of our analog upbringing, especially the troubleshooting, is becoming a lost art. So kids now, as smart as they are with the computers, they don't troubleshoot. They call a helpline. So it's been a learning experience for all of us. And they love when I say, the yogi student become my teacher. And we typically about maybe a dozen people at a time, plus Kathy and myself. And one time she came here and we did it together. One time she did it from home. Part of the learning curve is, you know, are you going to monitor through your interface? Are you going to use the computer mic? And a lot of things that people don't realize. That's why some of the live streaming stuff you do, God bless everybody who's doing it, some leaves a lot to be desired in quality. So oddly enough, I'm learning as much from these kids as they are from me, because one boy in particular is Michael Titus Jr. He's 8 years old. He just turned 9. Mm. And he knows about streaming and doing all these stuff. These kids, he's like a little musical savant.
Yeah. And then Trent.
Yeah.
Trent Liptak, all of a sudden and we look, and he's like at the beach, and it's like, whoa, how did you do that?
How to do the green screen background and everything. So it's a wonderful thing. They're adapting to it really well. And as you know, a lot of times you'll hear, like Zoom for particularly is designed for conferencing with multiple speakers. So they have a noise canceling feature that they put, it keeps, you know, the background, which is actually very destructive for music purposes, because a lot of times if you're playing through your amp or with an acoustic, we've all seen where somebody's playing and it fades in and out. And
yeah.
So we're working through technical issues, and it's great. We're all learning right along. And we've had some industry professionals jump in, and we had Johnny Weber from the Blues Society attend one of the Zooms. So it's been great. You know, I'm much more of a personal guy, you know.
Yeah.
But we hug a lot around here. It's kind of hard to hug over the telephone.
Yes, we've heard about the famous meals that you have to have with Dave before you even get to work.
We're cooking one right now. We have feta cheese spinach pizza, and we have a traditional pepperoni and hot sausage.
Good stuff.
Well, you never go hungry here.
That's awesome. Kathy Stewart and Dave Granati joining us here tonight. Kathy, we're going to play a song called I Got a Dream. Can you intro that for us?
Okay, well, that was written back in the days when I was first starting out doing acoustic gigs and stuff like that, and wanting to be a songwriter and known for that. It basically just is kind of a description of the frustrations of wanting to be in the music business. One of the lines is, I got a dream, I let it sit there on a shelf, life keeps getting in the way of things I want to do for myself.
Cool. And how true, huh?
Oh, yes.
It's Kathy Stewart tonight, joined with Dave Granati. We've got a dream right now on The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
Thank you. yourself. Life keeps getting in the way of things I wanna do for myself. I can hear that music calling, begging me to come out and play. Reality steps in and tells me, sorry honey, not today.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now, imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You're listening to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Streaming as well, 977rocks.com. And this segment of our show brought to you by our friends at Bros' Superette, where they are high on the hill and right on the price corner of South Main and Rockenstein. If you need any kind of meats and cheeses and more, homemade sides and salads, they've got it all. They're your local butcher shop, and they do a lot of different creations. They make weekly. They come up with some awesome soups that they make big batches of, so you can grab that. And, I mean, lunch, dinner, you name it, or if you're going to be doing some grilling out, you better go up to Bros's because you're going to find some of the best cuts of steaks and, oh, my goodness, the smoked beef sticks, the smoked cheeses, you name it. They've got it all. Bros's Superette, and they love local music, too. They're very involved in supporting the local music scene. Excited to have Kathy Stewart back with us tonight. Mr. Dave Granati joining her. And, of course, they are involved in For Those About to Rock Academy. We're going to talk about that and an adult version of that as well. But we just heard a song, Heartache Waiting to Happen. Can you tell us about that song, Kathy?
It all came, stemmed from a conversation years ago. A person I was working with said, you know, if at that time I was married, and was like, oh, if you weren't married, you know, and I'm like, oh, no, not with you. You're a heartache waiting to happen. And I turned it into a song. So
awesome. Funny how songs emerge.
Yeah, you get one little phrase, or you hear, you know, or something you hear, something you see, and the next thing you know, you've got, you know, 3 minutes and 20 seconds to 4 minutes and 30 seconds of material.
And a song has occurred. Great
yes,
stuff.
It has. Yeah.
Now, give us a little background, if you would, on and I love your academies, Long Live Rock and For Those About to Rock. But how do the young people come to you? How do they get involved in the academy?
A lot of it is word of mouth. You know, people see our students perform at various functions. We have been a regular act at the Beaver County Maple Syrup Festival for, well, it would have been 10 years running this year, and unfortunately they canceled the Maple Festival. But we get a lot of students coming from just seeing, you know, other students perform.
Newspaper articles from all the different publications, plus almost all of them. Probably haven't been in the Butler Eagle yet, though. And things, as we're doing right now, you guys were kind enough to have us on. And so obviously taking advantage of the music community in general. Mm-hmm. Johnny Weber from the Blues Society has been a real friend. We've aligned with them, and they sponsor one or two students every session, which is really cool. And then we have some anonymous donors who will pay for a scholarship. And I've had some troubled youths, did some stuff. We played at Mars Correctional Facility. Anything we could do to keep these guys off the street.
Unless they're busking. If they're busking, they're on the street.
Then that's okay, yeah.
Yeah, busking is fine.
Yeah. But, and keeping the future of music alive, I mean, you guys have both been involved in the music scene for so long, you know, to be able to share your insights and bring them up, you know, with knowing how to become a music professional. I mean, that's invaluable.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we have different backgrounds too in it. I mean, I come more from I actually come from a jazz background and band nerd background. Hard to believe, but yeah, I am actually a trumpet player. I have a degree in music ed from Duquesne, studied under some really awesome people. One of those people being Ray DeFade Sr. And he taught me a lot about teaching. He was also my student teaching mentor. And so I've learned a lot about especially ensemble work. And that's what I do a lot of here is with the Rock Academy is rehearsing the ensembles. That's one of the things that I feel like I'm really, really good at. I also work with the vocalists a lot. Some of the beginning players on keys or, you know, bass or guitar whenever David's not busy or the other person that works with us is Julie Michael, and she works a lot with our beginners also, and she's an ace with tabbing.
Well, the key thing, too, these sessions are held at my studio. Maplewood Studios here in the greater Anchorage area. We like to call it L.A., Lower Anchorage. But it isn't a full, multi-track studio professional facility, so we're recording a lot, teaching them how to write, how to arrange, how to engineer, more important things, how to choke a drummer, how to make sure the bass player doesn't get in trouble with his girlfriend for coming to rehearsal. These are key things, yeah. As she said, from years of experience. But on the truthful side, we're not just sharing the information. I'm sharing equipment that I've collected since I was a kid. So they're getting to play like a 70s Les Paul, 73 Strat, an old Marshall. I have all my old pedals. I got a lot of vintage recording gear. So that's invaluable that they're learning from the analog side as well.
Yeah, to really understand the basis in the great sounds. I mean, it's such a different time. You and I were talking about that before we went on, about how even different radio is, and we try to expose some of the younger people to that. But that's awesome. And, hey, even for us old people, you guys have a version of the Academy where some of the adults can get involved, right?
Yes, we do. It's called the Long Live Rock Academy. And basically our motto there is never say die.
Don't worry, you'll never get to be as old as you look.
Yeah. You'll never get to be as old as Keith Richards looks.
But what's great, a great thing about both academies is the adult particularly, these are all gainfully employed folks. Most of them are parents of some of the students. In fact, we have some alumni that are now in the Adult Academy, and we're able to do multiple benefit shows. We actually specialize in it because these people just want to play, and it's not necessarily about doing it for a living or making money. I usually deal for getting fed and watered. Like if we are going to do a show, in lieu of pay, I'll say, can you take care of the troops, get them fed and watered, groomed and shod? It's like the Maple Syrup Festival. We perform for pancakes.
And sausage.
Yeah, and sausage. But it's great because just being the Granati brothers, you must understand, and poor Donnie Iris, well, even more, you're always asked to do benefits. And I love doing benefit work. I've done plenty. But, there's sometimes you can't. And especially with my brothers now, we don't play as much. It's really hard to get a commitment. So I'm able, if somebody says, hey, man, I'm doing a benefit, I can say, hey, I can bring two acts that are going to draw people, are going to be very entertaining, and it's not going to cost you a whole lot of money. Because if you're doing a benefit, the whole idea is not to charge. Just make sure we're fed and watered. That's all. Easy.
That's fantastic. So how do people find out about this? Do you have a website that anybody out there listening, if maybe they have a young prodigy that's in the build or they themselves would like to get involved, can they check a website out?
We are on Facebook for those about to Rock Academy and, of course, Long Live Rock Academy. Right now, our website is down for maintenance. And so I'm hoping to get that back up online and running.
Which is for those about to rockacademy.com.
Okay, but if you hop on Facebook, either Long Live Rock or for those about to rock academies, check them out.
Or Kathy and me personally, we both have Facebook in our own names.
Right.
And there are constant updates and little excerpts on both of our pages.
Great. We basically share everything like crazy, anything that has to do with the Rock Academy or, you know, different stuff that's going on. Plus, we can use it as a really great tool to communicate with our students and parents a lot of times, too. So
it's been healthy.
It's been very healthy.
Yeah. Well, and again, you've tackled this pandemic situation in a learning fashion as well. So it's been unique to get into that Zoom experience, as you've mentioned, and just another facet of development. I mean, these are things that are relatively new in the virtual world, and you guys are right on top of that with everybody. So there's a whole other angle now.
Yeah, we're still working on the virtual snack.
Snack. Everybody shared their snacks one day. We said everybody has to have a snack, and we're going to...
Yeah, we'll take our normal break
and
but we weren't able to do the maple syrup festival. I made pancakes and had a griddle right beside the computer.
I had my toaster waffles.
That's awesome.
It's a very important part of our thing. We're a family. I mean, they're learning social. Well, now it's just social distancing, but they're learning social interaction. You know, especially at that age. Like, say a 12 or 13-year-old boy or girl, when you're dealing with the opposite sex, that could be that's a big step in your development as a human being. And it's so healthy because these are friends, the boys and girls that are friends, not necessarily girlfriend or a pursuit or an interest. It's very, very healthy. And we see, like, lasting friendships. In fact, one of our quartet of people, they're in a band called Water Trash. That all met when they were 12 years old here. They're all in college now, and they're an excellent band. They're really, really good. So the friendships and the snacking is such a big part of that. You know, the way to have a good conversation and over a plate of spaghetti. You know?
Absolutely. We have to check them out. Water Trash. We'll look for that. So
Great band.
Awesome stuff, guys. I certainly appreciate the visit with you here tonight on our Grassroots Show. We wish everybody that you stay healthy, and most importantly, we get back to normal as soon as possible so that we can have some of these events and you guys continue to soldier on. And Kathy, continuing to put together the finalization of the album, do you have a time frame on when you hope to get this out?
As soon as possible. We're kind of taking our time with it, and the only reason being is, one, because of Pandemania, which is what I'm calling it now, Pandemania. But I want to have a CD release party.
Yeah.
And involve, all the instrumentalists that I can that help contribute to this album. I had some incredible talent on this CD. I had David, which we'll hear it, a killer guitar solo, I think, in the next song coming up. I've had David, I've had his brother Joey do some keyboard work, Bob Banerjee on mandolin and fiddle, Bob Crafton on bass, steel, and guitar, Matt Barandi, Eric DeFade, and of course my drummer-in-law, who we lovingly refer to as Uncle Puckerbutt, and one day he'll maybe share that story with you, but that nickname came from this album. Greg Stewart. We love you, Greg.
Can't wait to hear that story.
Kathy enjoying her last radio interview.
No, I still have Greg knows I carry gong mallets though.
Oh, good stuff. Well, we're going to play another Drop of Rain, and that you said this has got a killer riff in it from Dave, right?
David did an amazing guitar solo on this, as well as the engineering and everything, and it's a step away from the usual for me. So, and it's turned out to be probably one of the best cuts on the CD.
Awesome. Awesome. And then we're going to do another song that you actually performed live in this studio years ago, but you're going to re-release This Beggar's Ready to Ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my theme. that song, particular song, is taken from the old Scottish thing, you know, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride.
Uh-huh.
And I finally just threw down the gauntlet and said, hey, this beggar's ready to ride. And it's another frustrated musician song, but it could be transferred to so many different things in, you know, people's lives, you know, dreams that they want to live, you know, things holding them back and stuff like that. And it's an anthem. And I hope that there's a great jam on that particular song, too, between Matt Barani and Bob Crafton on steel and guitar.
Matt can play.
I'm trying to remember who's on what there. And Bob Banerjee's on fiddle and mandolin on that song.
Boy.
But amazing talent in this town.
Oh,
and,
man.
You know, Pittsburgh could be as great as Nashville musically if we just had the support.
Amen. Amen. We talk about that frequently, and maybe someday that'll happen. But for now, it's great to listen to your music. Great to catch up with you again, Kathy. David, always great to talk with you. It's always fun, and we wish you guys so much luck and the best. And thank you both for what you do for especially the young people in the music community. It's tremendous.
Thanks. Hey, we'll see when you invite us out for the field trip.
Yeah.
The rock station, we'll bring them out.
Yeah, we'll bring the kids and they can find out what that's like.
Hey, we will definitely have to do that. That'll be an open door invitation for you.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Thanks, brother.
All right.
Love you guys, ma'am. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, and thanks for your support of local music.
Amen.
Without you guys, you know, a lot of us wouldn't get heard.
Well, we're going to hear it. It's Another Drop of Rain, and then This Beggar's Ready to Ride, the re-release. It's Kathy Stewart, and our thanks to David Granati tonight on The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7 FM.
Another drop of rain. Can't escape this drought inside. Things I don't feel anymore that died. Love and hate so much the same. Seems the only difference is the name. Refrain is another drop of rain. sunrise. Is life just a dream with open eyes? Night is coming to an end. 24 more hours once again. Brain. Just another drop of rain. Share a black cloud hanging over my head. I want to see the blue sky when I get out of bed. Tired of empty pockets, scraping to survive. I'm tired of beating this dead horse, this beggar's ready to ride. This beggar's ready to ride. Tired of robbing Peter and still owing Paul. On a hot southbound greyhound, get away from it all. Done being a prisoner and get my hands untied. I'm tired of beating this dead horse, this beggar's ready to ride. This beggar's ready to ride. Yeah, yeah. Wanna take a crack at life and see where the pieces fall. Never gonna live that dream if I don't give it my all. Tear down these fences that are holding me in, and feel that taste of freedom with my face in the wind. My share of black cloud hanging over my head. I wanna see that blue sky now, baby, when I get out of bed. No more empty pockets and scraping to survive. I'm tired of beating this dead horse, this beggar's ready to ride. This beggar's ready to ride, yeah, yeah. This beggar's ready to ride, gonna hop a southbound greyhound, baby, get away. Beggar's ready to ride. No more black clouds hanging over my head. No more. Beggar's ready to ride. Gonna take a crack at life and see where the pieces fall. Beggar's ready to ride. Ain't beating this dead horse. No, 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 no more. Beggar's ready to ride. Yeah, yeah. This beggar's ready to ride.
When you're trying to keep a delicious meal on the table for your family, you need to rely on a supermarket that you trust. And I know the perfect place for you. And it's right here in Butler. Brose's Superette on the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. They've adjusted their hours to ensure that you have the best experience possible, along with plenty of great items to choose from. Brose's is open every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Stop in and get all your grocery essentials at Brose's Superette, where they're always right on the price.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Well, I know all of us are anxious to see some live local original music, and you'll have that opportunity coming up Saturday, June 13th, with the Liberty Bash 2020. It's being held at Buffalo Hollow in Petersburg, Ohio, just over the Pennsylvania line. It'll feature a wide variety of music, vendors, and more. Music from Gordon Austin in High Praise, The Rust Project, The Noble Hops Band, Lions in America, Tarachan Sky, Rover, Smacked, 12 Gauge Justice, Dying Breed, and the Hellfire Club. The day will also include various speakers, a bouncy house for the kids, and just a sense of unity. For more information, you can look for that event on Facebook, Liberty Bash 2020. And looking ahead to September, Saturday, September 19th, Shady Lady Studio Productions and Records will have their 15th anniversary or farewell show. Follow along on Facebook at Shady Lady Productions for details. Now let's crack one open for all of our local musicians. A salute to you from all of us at The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station 97.7.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Now, back to The Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on The Grassroots Show for our final segment of our final day of May already. Wow, June tomorrow, man. But we want to thank Woodman Life for sponsoring our show and being a very, very key part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presented by Shady Lady Productions and Woodman Life and 97.7 and a host of other sponsors who would have been with us for the fun in August, but unfortunately we've had to postpone that till next year. But just circle the end of August for next year, 2021, in Cooper's Lake Campground, and plan to be there. It'll be an extra special jam bash for sure, with great local music. And, you know, Woodman Life are people, you know, they go by the slogan of standing strong for generations. And in this time, maybe you've been reevaluating the direction of your life, important things surrounding your life, the financial aspect of your life, and the future of those around you. That's where Woodman Life comes in, and they've got a number of locations around the area, but they've got a key location right in the heart of downtown Butler. Ironically, they are located in the vicinity of one of our former radio stations. Well, it's not our former radio station. It's one of our current radio stations, their former location. So check out Woodman Life, and we want to thank Tony and Jarrett for their support of this show and, of course, our Band Jam Utah. And they are definitely local music lovers, aren't they?
Yes, they absolutely are. They came out to Band Jam last year and was looking forward to attending again this year. And but, you know, speaking of Band Jam, and how you had mentioned that June was right around the corner, that means we're going to be putting our grassy list together. So I want to encourage everybody out there to call 97.7 and request your favorite songs and your favorite artists.
Yep, make some noise, because if it hasn't mattered before this, it's certainly going to matter now, and it does matter because we pay attention to that, especially here at 97.7. The noise you make is heard and resonates, especially when it comes to local music and our local artists. So let us know what you've been enjoying hearing, and, well, maybe it'll make the arm wrestling page that Utah and I will be going through before announcing the nominees in a show coming up in just under a month. Already hard to believe. We'll be talking about that. Usually we're talking about it right now and have it released, but because Band Jam was going to be a month later this year, we thought we would tie that in appropriately, and it gives us an opportunity to really allow some focus to happen on these bands that are nominated, and they're usually a pretty impressive list, and I know the bands take it with great respect when they've been nominated, and certainly for the winners. We've seen some displays of the incredible piece of, I guess you would call, musicianship that Linda Weber creates, because it's certainly a musical theme, and is almost looks like something you could play, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. She does a wonderful job in it. And it is cool to see bands promote the fact that they have won that award. So we really do we like to see that and appreciate it greatly.
We just heard in the general concert calendar that there is an event coming up in June over in Ohio. And, boy, a whole great list of performers. And I see the Noble Hops are going to be a part of that and calling it the Liberty Bash 2020. This is a place that I've personally never been to, but it looks like it's just across the Pennsylvania-Ohio line.
Yeah, it's right over the border there. And a good friend of the show, Jake Parks, is the driving force behind this event. So looking forward to it. And it's going to be open to everybody. There's going to be vendors, speakers, and a host of bands, and many of them you've heard on our show. So it's going to be a good time. You can find more information about it on Facebook.
Very cool. And, you know, we've seen some things bubbling up here and there where I've seen people being able to get out and perform a little bit. I know I was just at a location over the weekend where they actually had a band play in an outdoor setting, and they had everything kind of roped off very appropriately. They asked everybody to just practice the social distancing thing, and everybody bought into it. I think everybody was respecting the fact, you know, one thing, as we've been closed down, I think we're all kind of ready to respect things that maybe we took for granted in the past because, you know, maybe life became too easy. I don't know. But, you know, just things like that we follow here on our sister station, NASCAR racing, you know, fans had walked away from that. Now all of a sudden everybody wants it back. Maybe that'll happen for our local musicians and our local businesses and our local entities that support and host music events like this. Hopefully we'll have a big bunch of adrenaline wanting to get back and supporting this in full force.
Yeah, we'll have to see what comes on up the other side of this. But like we said in the first segment, music is an incredible medicine, so just keep it coming.
Well, let's keep it coming. We've got a couple of songs before we go, and we'll be back again next week here at 7 o'clock. The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions, every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And don't forget, as I mentioned, 977rocks.com, where we're streaming. You can also pull up shows out of the archive and play tunes of yesteryear and follow some shows maybe that you missed, especially maybe you were away for Memorial Day weekend and missed it. Don't worry. 977rocks.com, the place to go. What are we going to wrap up with?
Well, I say on my end here, I'm going to play a guy who played here about a month or so ago, named Mr. Matt Weston, and his song, Hey Bro.
All right. We'll follow that up with a band. I played this song on a recent Rock Fabrique, and I know I've personally not seen them live, but my son has, and was pretty impressed with them. And, of course, then after he saw that show, they were nominated for a Grammy, but they're a Pittsburgh-based band called Code Orange, and I really think this is a cool song called Bleeding the Burr, the Blur. And we'll do it again next week.
Bob. Hey, I even had a hard time typing it into the show notes. So.
Miracle of live radio. Hey, stay safe and healthy, my friend, and hope we get to see each other soon here on the Rock Station 97.7 FM, The Grassroots Show.
Just a couple of rowdy renegades. When we blew it up, tore it down like Jesse James had come back around. Getting caught, getting high, I took your blame and you took mine. Saying, hey bro, I got your back. Hey bro, I know you got mine, yeah. Some things run thicker than blood.
say beats me how we made it through life. But here we are, living the life a little bit smarter, but we slide sometimes. So we go for broke, pay the cost. Always said we were cut out of the same cloth. Some things never change, and here's one more that's still the same. Hey bro, I got your back. Dare anybody to go jacking with that? No, hey bro, I know you got mine. Yeah, some things run thicker than a bloodline. Got you covered, my brother, from another mother down in the back row. You might go, hey oh, hey oh, hey oh, hey oh, hey oh, hey oh.
The Rock Station Nation. Unite at 97.7 WLER FM Butler Cranberry.
Hey man, leave me alone, you know. Hey.
Rock Station.